Nearly 3 years after the beating of Brandon Johnson, and after a civil lawsuit, a federal civil lawsuit was filed against the city and four police officers involved in that case, the city has settled with Brandon Johnson in a lawsuit. In a statement issued through Brandon Johnson's attorney, Stephen Wagner, Brandon said, quote, "The last 3 years have been really tough on me and my family. I just want to move on with my life, finish high school, and go to college. I do want to thank the police officers who have approached me in the last 3 years and told me they support me. That meant a lot, especially because I really didn't trust the police after this happened." Attorney Wagner, Brandon Johnson's attorney, issued a statement that says, quote, "Brandon Johnson was brutally beaten by three IMPD officers on May 16, 2010, while a supervisor stood by and watched. Following an internal investigation, former IMPD Chief Paul Schuselski recommended discipline for some of the officers involved, including the termination of Officer Jerry Pyland. Pyland, who lived nearby and came to the scene, even though he was off duty, drove his knee into the side of Brandon's face multiple times, even after Brandon was already in handcuffs. Former Public Safety Director Frank Straub also issued Brandon a public apology. Despite the chief's recommendation, the political appointees on the Civilian Merit Board later cleared Pyland of any wrongdoing due to perceived factual disputes about whether Brandon was struck before or after he was in handcuffs. We have serious questions about whether the Merit Board heard all of the relevant evidence, including admissions the officers made just minutes after the beating. Regardless, when Chief Schuselski said this was one of the worst cases of excessive force he's seen in 23 years and the Merit Board still refused to discipline Officer Pyland, something is wrong with the system. Fortunately, our laws provide two means, criminal and civil, to protect and enforce an individual's constitutional rights. Although the officers who beat Brandon did not face criminal charges, they did have to answer to a civil complaint for damages in federal court pursuant to 42 U.S.C. Section 1983. This important statute gives every citizen the right to have a jury of peers decided whether the police officers engaged in misconduct. Recently, Brandon reached a settlement of his lawsuit against the city of Indianapolis and the officers involved. We believe the settlement represents a fair outcome for all parties. To Brandon, the settlement also represents an acknowledgement that the police were wrong. Brandon is currently finishing his junior year in high school and is on the dean's list. He is more than ready to put the last 3 years behind him, the media scrutiny, the physical injuries, and the 50 visits to a counselor. The lawsuit filed, that's the particular state. It's on the dean's list. That's good. So Brandon Johnson settles with the city, or the city settles with him, $150,000. It comes from the fund that the city pays whenever they mess up. So nearly 3 years to the day of the original situation involving Brandon Johnson. Some justice done. Not full justice, but some justice.